Next up on The Takeaway, General Motors has recalled another 8 million cars. That brings it to a total of 28 million. We're hearing from a lot of GM owners like Terry from Palo Alto.
The why of the bailout was because the snowball effect on the supply chain would have been calamitous. Was it worth it? Yes. Cars are complex and even the best of them get recalls. But should we settle for what's happened at GM? No. They need to be held accountable when they ignore problems.
This is Richard from Congress, New York. The bailout should have cost GM far more than what they paid in interest, and they would have thought maybe twice about ripping people off and then causing all these recalls now.
And then there are the GM workers, Monticello, Georgia, a reminder of the huge labor force there. It was done to help the economy and save workers from going on unemployment. Yes, it was worth it, the recall, especially to GM workers. Aaron in New Jersey said this.
No, it wasn't worth it. If a corporation fails, why can't they just be responsible for themselves? I mean, they should be held responsible because no one is paying any mortgages of people who can't pay them off.
Here's a voice from Atlanta. It was worth bailing out GM because it saved an industry that began here and saved jobs. Most will blame workers when it really was another management deficiency. But I have a recalled car, and they have to work harder to get me to buy another now. With 28 million cars recalled so far, what share do you know about GM? It's cars, it's trucks, the bailout, this latest recall. Tell us a story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Join the conversation, GM owner or not. Total Recall, scary movie, remember it? Sci-fi, a few laugh lines, but not for General Motors this week. It announced a recall of another 8 million vehicles to fix faulty ignition switches. The recall includes models of the Cadillac CTS and SRX, the Chevy Malibu, Monte Carlo and Impala, the Oldsmobile Intrigue and Alero, and Pontiac Grand Am and Grand Prix. This latest recall brings the total number of vehicles recalled by GM this year to 28 million. And it comes on the heels of an announcement by the company that it will be giving compensation to families whose loved ones died or were injured in some way connected to the ignition switch glitch. Here's professional spotless reputation for fairness himself, Ken Feinberg, who was named administrator of GM's Victim Compensation Fund.
We can't bring people back. We can't restore limbs. It's the best we can do. And it is a pretty poor substitute.
Today, the company announced its monthly sales figures for June. U.S. sales up 1%, beating expectations of 6.3% decline amidst the recall crisis and all this controversy. Bill Koenig covers the automotive industry for Forbes.com, joins me now from Detroit. They were expecting a decline that would have been in the cards. What explains this blip, and has it done anything to the stock, which was actually halted in trading for a while yesterday?
There's a little bit of art involved with these estimates, so I can tell you the reason they thought the month was going to be down was that May was so good, it was thought they were kind of pulling sales out of June into May. Apparently that didn't happen. But as far as GM's concerned, the bottom line is their sales are holding up despite the recall crisis. Like you said, they were up 1% for June. Now I was looking at the release, and for the first 6 months, they were up a total of 2.5%. And what they call retail sales, that's sales to individual buyers like you or I at a dealership, that was up like 2.9% for the first 6 months. So whatever the effects of the recall, it hasn't hit showrooms, at least not yet.
And what's the design flaw? Because it seems as though ignition technology has changed a lot in the last 5 to 7 years. They don't even use keys anymore in the latest cars.
Well, I have to admit, I own a Honda Civic, so I'm still using a key. But yes, there is push buttons and all sorts of things. I mean, I can remember my father telling me, don't put more than one key on your car key ring. Most people don't take that seriously. As it turned out with GM, I guess they had to take it seriously, but that still doesn't fix the flaw.
No, and the compensation apparently will be given to people who were killed in connection with these accidents. Ken Feinberg said yesterday people in the cars that are in accidents connected to this design flaw would be compensated, as well as pedestrians on the street. How much does this reflect on the new leadership all of a sudden at GM?
When Mary Barra made her first trip to Congress, a lot of people viewed it as she did not do that well. The Senate panel in particular was very critical, and there was a lot of, I'll have to get back to you I don't have that information right now. In her second go-round, she seemed to be more in charge. I mean, she was still taking a lot of flack, but, you know, she never mouthed back, but she always seemed to have an answer. She seemed a lot smoother. From what people can tell, she did not know about this as, you know, in her previous jobs. You know, she really did find out about it, you know, shortly after she became CEO. But it still remains, when you're the CEO, it all reflects on you eventually. And so basically this is going to define whether she's a success or not as CEO.
Now, $28 million is a big number, but is this an easy fix? I mean, obviously it all adds up. But how much of a pain is this for some individual consumers? Because some of the models here aren't even made anymore. The Oldsmobiles aren't made anymore. The Pontiacs aren't made anymore.
Right. And, well, and also only, I forget the most recent number, but, I mean, a lot of the fixes haven't happened yet. Dealers have to get the parts. GM has to arrange to get the parts for these discontinued cars. And, you know, it takes a while to have the fixes done. I mean, some consumers may go weeks or months before they can get the fix, you know, implemented.
So how much does this affect the bottom line regarding GM and its financial health? You know, it seems to have emerged quite spectacularly from bankruptcy and a federal bailout. But, you know, as we've learned, these things can change.
Well, as part of the most recent announcement, they upped the figure for the second quarter cost. It's now $1.2 billion. That's serious money, but, you know, a company the size of General Motors, it's manageable. But if you keep going on, you know, this drip, 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 I mean, at some point, there needs to be a sign that it's under control and it's done and we have a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, there's no light yet. They had one announcement on Monday, and the previous business day, last Friday, they had another one, over 400,000. There were several announcements during June. It seemed like they were doing one a day or one every other day. It was very frequent.
And not a pattern you'd want to repeat going forward, that's for sure. Bill Koenig, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bill Koenig covers the automotive industry for Forbes.com. Does the recall change your mind about the bailout?
This is Nate from Pontiac. I don't know if bailing out General Motors was the right thing for the government to do, but I really do not want to know what would have happened if a major employer had gone under in the middle of the recession.
Hi, this is Kevin Sutton from Dallas, Texas. We bailed out GM because our government is in bed with big business. If the Japanese can build cars that consistently work and last for many years, why can't we? Now, it was not worth the bailout at all until American companies take pride in American workmanship again and until American consumers are willing to pay a fair price for the labor that we farm out to foreign countries. We're screwed.
Hi, I'm Joel from Fort Worth. I think the GM bailout was the right idea. Who's going to give these millions of people jobs that if GM goes under? Recalls are temporary, but, belly ups are forever.
Hi, this is Rob from Taylor, Michigan. Why we bailed out GM? Because we Americans have an unwarranted faith in big business. This is also proven when we bailed out the big banks.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be a part of the conversation or find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.